Yeah, before we start, man, what's going on with you? I know you you got the network that you was talking about before when you came on the show. So how's that going? I know you put our episode on the platform. So can you just tell the people about that and like kind of really fill them in as far as it, because you let us see some behind the scenes stuff with you. You got a lot of dope stuff going on. So can you talk about that?
Well, I got Television Network, a streaming service, you know, and the difference between mine and most is I do everything myself. And it's scripted and there's all kinds of different things. And the content is based on not the distractions, because that's what entertainment is, to take us away from our issues and to distract us from our oppressor, but really to focus us while entertaining us on self-improvement, self-awareness, understanding real history, understanding economic empowerment, respect, you know, just the things they're not teaching us. You know what I mean? And giving other filmmakers the opportunity to do what they need to do and not have to go through a white production company to do it. So in television right now, if you have an idea that you want a network to put out, what happens is the network needs a production company. They buy the idea for the production company, and then they give the production company all the money to make it and pay them a salary. If you have an idea, you have to go through a company like E1, but Tara Long, what's her name? Tara Long, who's been doing this, that's not from our culture. And then We Channel will only take it if it comes to a white production company to tell a black story. And then they control the narrative. They show the dysfunction and they try to make our legends and our culture fight each other and look bad and not even get paid for it. So again, I give people a platform to do it freely, profit, partnerships, not salaries, if I work with you. And, you know, other people that are very powerful are also doing the same things, and I'm helping them. So basically, I just finished making a doc, a movie, I'm editing four movies right now and starting another one and prepping. And I'm doing the music right now with my rock band for the movies. This is the life that I love. This is the life that I choose. And also I want people to understand ultimate wealth is waking up when you want, not going to work when you don't feel like it, being able to cancel a movie, being able to remove somebody that's triggering you, being able to remove somebody that's not doing a job that you're paying them to do, not having to listen to anybody. You know, you don't have to ask when you're the boss, you tell. You're being courteous when you ask, when you pay for something. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You're already being told what to do and you used to having to ask, that might be a pattern that feels normal to you. Asking's not normal to me. It doesn't feel normal to me. And that's what this network is about. Not asking, taking. I like to take or earn. You feel me?
On your leisure, right?
Exactly. You know, there's a time and a place for the fight. Some people around me be like, yo, you sometimes are a scary guy, but I'm scary for you, not against you. Right. If you want to protect what you love, you have to really be able to do that. You have to sometimes get as strong and aggressive as the people that are trying to take from you. It's the only way to win. But at the end of the day, the people you love don't have to feel none of that pain. So a real man embraces that fight. He embraces that pain so others don't feel it. But if you go through something and you don't learn from it, and someone else isn't protected from it, then it was done in vain. Period.
That's a fact.
Real boss talk.
That's a fact. Shout out to Nicolette.
Yeah, shout out to Nicolette. I seen that crawl through. Nicolette, what's going on?
How you doing?
We've been watching.
Shout out Misha. She was holding y'all down.
She's holding us down. We got to show her.
Oh man, let's get right to it. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. We giving our people that's part of our university an opportunity to talk to all of our guests today. And of course, you know, it's very rare to have an opportunity to talk to a cultural icon.
He told them too. They can't get to him. They gotta go.
They gotta get to us. So yeah, we're the bridge. Let's get to a couple questions from the public.
Also, Dennis is here from the OSG network. That's why I just jumped up to Zoom.
Okay.
Talking to the principals, but my conversations is just really to help us.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, for sure. Tell Dennis we got a link too. That's a good brother right there.
He's there?
He right here.
What up, fellas?
What's up? How y'all doing? Good, bro. How's everything?
Yeah, it was good, man.
Yeah, we still got a link. Last time you said you was coming to LA, but we had left. I think we left by the time that you got
here. I think we came, me and Lays came the week after, man. Definitely looking forward to getting on that podcast with y'all, man.
Nah, for sure. We got y'all.
It's not a podcast no more. It's just a show now.
Even better. You see a man over here rocking that OSG shirt.
Yeah, that OSG. I like that. I like that.
This one. This is a collab, a Poppington OSG collab.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, fellas. No, we
see the DD? This is made in America, MIA. You know what I mean?
I like that.
The neck and all that.
boogie on him.
I personally got the logo.
Now, but hold on. But whose name is on there? Dennis B. McKeezy.
I'm just saying. I designed the logo.
All right.
But Dennis went it together. Dennis is on it. Dennis did it. Right there.
Fuck. Yeah, we gotta get back to LA, man. That's a fact.
We coming back to Cali, man.
You know, they could get at us on the official OSG on Instagram. The official OSG on Instagram. We're posting some stuff. I would love to get on there with you guys.
Yeah, let's talk. When you get back to New York, let's chop it up.
So no doubt.
All right, bro.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt, bro.
T Will, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you perfectly. What's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. I caught y'all last week on Derrick Grace joint. So I keep tapping in with y'all, but definitely, man, appreciate y'all.
Of course.
Shows like this is like for like younger cats, and it's like giving them a new way to look at stuff, man. Like just investing. Like we never was taught none of this. So big up to y'all. This is gonna have a lot of young cats getting into stock market, Wall Street, and all that. So appreciate y'all for that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
We got the boss on there. What's up? You got a question?
Yeah, I got a question for Dame. So Dame, I run a media company. We out of Pittsburgh. So we doing videos for artists and businesses and kind of like the whole Pittsburgh. It's called C4 Digital Media. You know, we kind of model some of the stuff I see you doing with the network. So we out in Cali shooting videos for people. So I just kind of want some insight on you on like what's the best way to really scale? Cause like people know us and know the product, but we just trying to get to another level of like a higher clientele and rocking with people to just spread the business out. So we kind of nationwide. So what's just a quick tip you could give us?
Well, if y'all have your own equipment, I would make my own movie, use that as an example, and also get the residual income from that. Like it's really about, you don't want to have to get hired all the time, because then you got to, you know, it's still like you have to be like a cuzzy. You still have to be subservient to what somebody's telling you what to do. So I would just make my own shit. That's what I do.
Definitely. Because we we got all the equipment and everything, you know what I'm saying? But
I caught that. That's what I was saying. If you got your own equipment, then why work for somebody? Go make your own.
But they like to be stuck on like shooting videos for rappers. And I'm like, man, bro, it's way bigger than that.
They think in the wrong, you got to think long term. Like, first of all, if I'm a rapper, I'm not shooting videos. I shoot movies. That's why I made Streets is Watching. It's a lost leader. It makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like to me. So if you're going to spend that kind of money, you might as well put something scripted and have a narrative and then make it something people will buy over and over again. That's why I made State Property. And you know, if you notice, all my artists always have movies. Like the biggest music artist in the world would be like a Elvis or a Michael Jackson. Elvis was the biggest movie star. Prince, movies. You know, Michael Jackson, movies. Pink Floyd, movies. Diana Ross, movies. So, you know, that to me, my model is always to make a movie anyway.
Whole lot of game.
That's right.
A lot of game.
Appreciate you, T. Will. And that's one of the things you was telling us, man, is just building that catalog, man. I hope people really take heed to that, man. Build a catalog, because after a certain point, you could just sell the catalog.
Yeah,
right?
That's work interesting. That's interesting with Streets is Watching and all that.
Catalog just plays over and over again. We sell you a catalog based on a multiple. Mm-hmm. So that's how Michael Jackson was eating. He bought the Beatles catalog. So they were generating like $100 million a year. So just with the catalog, so he would just get loans against it. So he never had to do shit. And they'll always give you you can leverage, that's what you do. You leverage you could always leverage your passive income.
It is. Sheffield, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Yo, what's good? What's good, brothers, man? Yo, this is amazing.
Chef, that's you from DC? Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh my God, what's good, baby?
Yo, anything beautiful, man. You know I wouldn't miss this, man. You know I've been rocking with y'all since the
beginning. That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Love is love.
Yo, yo, love is love, man. I'm so happy to see y'all hit 100. You know what I'm saying? Congrats. I took that toast with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we about to pop another bottle.
Word. I'm about to pour another drink. Yo, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But I'm gonna say this. I think it was Rashad. I saw you post something about basically like don't get into too many industries, you know what I'm saying, because you'll be the master of none. You know, you won't be
jack of all trades, master of none.
Jack of all trades, master of none, right? You know. But, you know, I'm gonna slip a little joke in there. I mean, with all the gems y'all dropping right now, all the classes I done took, I'm a notary. I've been a notary for 12 years. Now I'm taking the next level with Hatcher, you know, Trapper. I bought the Trapper class, you know, so now I'm a stock investor, you know, and then next thing up. So I done sparked on the COVID. Troy, remember I hit you. I said I was going to do all this. That's I done sparked three businesses. I got my office and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I shift from y'all over to Dame. What is the best way to scale businesses that are not in the same industry? Because I have a tech company, I have a graphic design company.
Can you do me a favor? Can you bring me that whiteboard real quick? I'll just erase something. So this is the way you have to look at that. You have to have a franchise, and then you have to have ancillary things that affect all businesses. So bottom line is,
as the whiteboard rolls in,
it's a legendary moment.
Nah, teaching in session. Hey, yo, get your notepads out.
It's a legendary.
Get your notepads out.
Only EYL.
I'm ready.
only EYL can make this happen, man. Yes,
he about to go. Yes, he about to get busy, sir. Y'all.
Masterclass in session.
Class, yo, masterclass.
Number one, never write in red. That means you're in the negative. I don't do that. That's why I just asked for a black one. Thank you. And it's real easy, right?
All right. All right.
So this is your franchise. This is your brand. What's your name again, bro? Chef?
That's Sheffield. Chef.
So you have, you said you're a notary. And let's say you want to get into fashion. Let's say you want to get into music. Let's say you want to get into publishing. Let's say you want to get into sports. As long as this is strong, you could cut any one of these off like an octopus leg and it'll grow back. You understand what I'm saying? But this has to stay strong. As long as your brand is A1, you can get into the other fields in the name of your brand. And if it doesn't work out, then you just cut that motherfucker off and something else will grow back. Did y'all see it?
Yeah, we see it. And that's crazy, that, because that's actually what the guest before you, Derek Grace, kind of said the same thing, with you have your main thing that you focus on, like your number one product, and then everything else is just ancillary off of that. Some people will get it, some people won't, and then you can kind of see.
So like if you're in the music business, you know, you got to do merch, that's fashion. You want to do television, you want to do movies, but at the end of the day, you want to make sure your music's right. Until, let's say you do a movie like Will Smith, then that becomes your brand. So Will Smith is more of an actor than a rapper right now, but he started out as a rapper.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But he had to master being his version of a rapper before he could be his version of an actor. But he came in the door different. You know what I mean? So he has an answer, but like sometimes you switch up. Like, honestly, I don't think like a Kanye or even me would have ever thought that the music would make the least amount of money and the fashion would make more. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then television would make even more. So we got in the door through music, but once we got in the door, we got into everything else. But as you see, he can throw a brick in fashion and come back and then win because he make a good record. So it don't matter. Because when you're good at one thing, no one that really expects you to be good at anything else. So you make mistakes. So like I could direct, and it doesn't matter if it's a bad movie, I direct it. I got a television network. It don't matter. But do you have a television? No. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to be that. I can act. I ain't got to be that good. I never said I was acting. You know, if I jump in the ring with a boxer like an Andre Berto and pepper him up, it's like, yo, and he hits me, it's like, yo, I don't get paid for this. But the fact that I even connected is a big deal. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, you better be good at one thing before you start trying to be good at a whole bunch. It's like, you can't be on somebody else's block or act like you could take over somebody's block unless you can't take over your own. Unless you got a block you took over, you can't really take over other blocks. You can't take over your own block, be good at what you meant to be good at, then why you think you're going to be good at anything else?
Fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Wall Street Trapper would appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a fact. Shout out to the bro.
Thank you for your question, Chef.
Chef, always love, bro. Shout out to DC.
Shout out to DC. For sure.
Harold, what's going on, bro? Harold, yourself. You've been unmuted.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, fellas? God bless y'all. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. 100 strong. Another 500 to 1,000 coming.
Yeah, man. EYL extended family. What's good?
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, especially that you told me that literally the day before you released it, I met you. So
that's a fact. That's a fact. Appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the question for Dame, and I appreciate you dropping this knowledge on here. I'm taking screenshots just so you know. If you got a brand, like I'm in real estate, and one of the things I'm doing is trying to spread the knowledge and the education in real estate, but trying to, again, people talk about scale, but I really want to blow up the brand of what I'm trying to do and how I'm trying to teach people to make at least $1,000 a month in real estate at bare minimum. How would you go about guiding me on that in a short, you know, short few sentences, if you don't mind?
Are you a real estate agent?
Nah, well, I'm more of an investor now. I was a broker, but I've transitioned to being more of an investor, and I'm teaching people how to be investors and taking away excuses of why they can, why they can't invest in real estate, which is BS. I'm teaching them how they could do it and make at least $1,000 a month.
You flipping houses?
I flip, and I'm a holder as well. I hold multifamilies.
Oh, right. I mean, I just make a TV show out of it and show what you're actually doing, you know, because sometimes the visual makes more sense. It's not tangible to people unless they can see it. And then I just make a bunch of content from it and just keep pushing like that. But like, you know, if you buying shit, I just keep buying shit. Just buy more shit and I would brand it. You know what I mean? So my thing is like, you know, real estate, a building is a building. You're going to buy it. You don't care what the name of it is. But when a building has a brand, you could always add more money on it. You understand what I mean? Those bricks mean more when you have a brand, like, you know.
Trump Tower.
Yeah.
His license is everywhere because his brand at some point meant luxury. Now it means tech. He fucked his whole brand up. Nobody went anywhere near the Trump.
Got it. No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, Harold, appreciate you, bro.
Harold, good brother right there, man.
Yeah, shout out to the bro.
He was there at the beginning stages before we
that was started. Crazy. You told that story. I seen the look in your eyes. I remember like, bro, you gotta get some sleep, bro.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Doing episodes, closing your eyes and all that.
For sure.
My man Rich Parker, we coming to you. Rich Parker, what's good?
Bag drop. Can y'all hear me?
Yo. Hey yo, Dame, did you peep the intro, bro?
Bag drop.
Bag drop.
We got that in the intro now. Backdrop.
We looped your
Hey, shout out to the guys, man. I appreciate all y'all.
Absolutely, bro.
Appreciate you,
what's good,
bro?
Rich?
Man, my question is for Dame, man. I'm 31. I live the rock star life. I'm in the stocks. I got 3 properties thanks to EYL artists. Been in my year with EYL. I got 4 baby mamas. I just had a kid with one of them. My question is, we're trying to balance and maintain everything I got going on business-wise. I haven't been able to be there physically with the newborn like I would like because I haven't reached my plateau of earning my leisure completely because I haven't brought other people on. I'm still juggling all this by myself. So my question to you is, what advice would you give me on trying to balance all that out with having so much going on in my life?
I mean, you know, there's 24 hours in a day, so you have to really architect. So, you know, 8 should go into what you love and what's making you money. At least the hours should go into working out and making so you have self-help. And then you have to architect that time with your children. You know, if you have to be reactive, that's understandable. It's just sometimes, you know, like me, I architect it. I'm doing a lot, but I always make sure I have that time with my kids. I make sure I have that time to relax by the pool or relax on my form of expression. But again, you got to really make sure you delegate and architect your time properly, because you can do anything you want. But also it might mean you got to work a little harder to get to where you want to go faster. So some people I know, I'd be like, yo, you get the money tomorrow or you get it next year. It depends on how fast you move. They want to wait till next year, and then by next year, the opportunity might not be there no more. So it's like, yo, if you ain't going as hard to get where you got to go fast, you know, it just takes longer. So I just be like, if I'm not there, then I need to pick up my pace. So I just move a little quicker, because I got to look at what my competition, how they moving. I'm your competition. For sure. Kanye's your competition. You know what I mean? And we don't sleep because we enjoy it. We enjoy it. So that's how I would approach it.
Man, for sure. I appreciate y'all, man. The EYL, keep going. Anybody listening, man, take heed. When Rashad shouted out AMD, he ain't no financial advisor, but he's not mine. He's shot an AMD out. I bought it, caught it at 50, caught 10 stocks of them, it's running. Man, all the knowledge in Wall Street Trapper drop, just to the goddess of the women that been on here. Everybody need to just take heed and apply the knowledge.
We appreciate you, man. You know how we move, Rich. Information on us, application on you, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. Damn, you see what we're doing here, man. We've created, we become a cultural influence with the financial space, man. It's a real big thing these days.
Well, every time I run into somebody, they seem to know you.
What's going on?
Oh, hey, what's going on? What's up? What's up?
Congratulations. You're doing really well. You're doing good.
Appreciate you, man. That we got to tell that story. Priscilla, actually, before any of this, crazy, I spoke to Mike B today.
Oh, that's crazy.
I had a public, I got to tell this story. So I had a public access show.
It's a fact.
And Mike told me it was a bad idea. He was like, why are you doing public access? It's free. And I'm like, well, I don't have experience. I don't have experience being a journalist. And, you know, I think it'll just be good for me to just get my feet wet. And Priscilla was my co-host. And we had the show for about a year.
That's a fact, bro.
So I say that to say, now we have one of the top pock. Now we have one of the top.
There you go, Dave.
There you go.
There you go, Dave. There you go, man.
I got the good one on today, man.
Well, right.
He was training. That's what
wait, I'm
for.
Trying to tell a story. I'm trying to tell a story.
He don't sound like Ghost no more, right?
He can't stay in back of the camera, Dave.
You sober, Mike.
So, it was crazy because, you know, I was humble enough to realize that was a stepping block. So I say that to say, Priscilla, it's crazy that you're here for our 100th show.
That's
and
dope.
Shout out to you and thank you, because you definitely helped in my journey. And I appreciate that for sure.
Absolutely. Peace to both of you kings. It's dope what you're doing. Keep doing it. It's necessary. You know, you're building our communities and I'm proud of you.
914.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That's love.
You in right company.
Small world. It's a small world.
That's our guy. Let's hear some ladies though. Let's go to Bridget. Bridget, we coming in to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
What's up, y'all?
Bridget, what's going on?
I'm surprised I made it.
Nah, come on now. We need that. We need that type of energy. What's up?
I don't really have a question. I know I was told a long time ago, if you get in a room with millionaires, make sure you have a question, but I don't have one. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. We see so much information about the Black Wall Street, but this is the Black Wall Street. You guys are creating a new Black Wall Street. Y'all giving up the game, helping us change our last names and what we can do. And I can't wait until the day I can tune in into Tamara Hall or the Today Show or Good Morning America or the EYL on network TV. Sky's the limit for you guys. And I'm sitting here now building a trading course to teach my friends and the people around me, because I feel like as long as you take care of your front door and the people closest to you, then we can make the world a better place.
Yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to you, Bridget. And that's one of the things that we definitely took from Dame. It was like, yo, ownership. We're not gonna wait for ABC to come acknowledge us. We're not gonna wait for CNBC to come acknowledge us. We're gonna create our own. And we're gonna let people
I gotta publicly say this too. Dame Dash is a real dude, man, because a lot of people that we met in the industry, you know, you gotta talk to their assistant and they brush you off and it's a whole thing. And when Kenny Burns made the introduction, It wasn't any assistant. It was a group chat, and Dame was a man of his word. He said he was going to do it. He came. He did it. He let us use his studio. He gave us free information before and after. He put our logo on his screen, and he didn't have to do that. So, you know, a lot of times you see people and you have preconceived misconceptions of people, mm-hmm. but, you know, and it's something that we're learning in this industry. Two types of people, some people that give you their cell phone number and the people that give you their assistant cell phone number.
The assistant's assistant cell phone number.
So for somebody, you know, a cultural icon for over 30 years to be that humble, to be that down to earth, and to really just show love. Like, you know, he didn't ask for anything. He didn't, you know, demand anything from us. Yeah. He just did it out of love. So
and still reaches back, man. They still shout out to the team over there. Like, they still like, yo, y'all got a clip? We'll put that up. It's like, man, this is crazy. Cause this is a dude. And I told him from the beginning, man, this is a dude that we looked up to our whole lives, really. So to be in his presence and to see that he's showing love and respects what we're doing and actually wants to give us a show. We ain't forget about that, Dean.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Shout out to Dean. I just wanted to publicly say that, man.
Bridget, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. I needed to be in a room with people smarter than me, and that's no shade to my friends or family. It's just facts. And I found EYL, and I appreciate y'all and all that you do, and congratulations.
Thank you. Oh man, who we
let's bring an EYL alumni. This is an alumni, hometown hero from where we come from, NFL agent.
Yeah,
all of the above.
Tebow, what's good, bro?
Mr. Greg Barnett, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Perfect,
what's
bro.
What's up? How y'all doing?
We good, man.
I'll give you an introduction. Greg, like I said, Greg's from our neighborhood. Greg's an NFL agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's also an EYL alumni. He's been a guest on our show. And just family all across the board. I spoke to your brother today, Mike B.
Cool.
Shout out to Mike.
So yeah, man, just legendary dudes from the neighborhood. And what's up? What's up, Greg? What's going on?
What's up? Well, thanks for having me. We just saw each other a couple weeks ago.
Shout out to ATL.
And if you remember what I talked to you guys about, what, do you guys remember the main question I had for you guys?
That was a crazy night, man.
A lot happened that night,
G-Bo. You gotta be with us.
Remember, I said I have a TV project. I have a TV.
Oh, that's a fact. Oh, yeah, that's a fact. Yeah,
you guys gotta help. I'm in the sports field, but you guys gotta help me get this out. So boom, here you are with Dame on. And I guess my main question, he did answer a little bit when he first came on about having your own production company and all of that. But I guess I have a two-part question. With me not being in the industry and just coming out, and I just wrote a TV series, a project that I'm trying to start to pitch out. First of all, how do I get it to him? You know, how do I get it to him for him to look at, to present it to him? Do I go through my guys, Mikey, Troy and Richard? Or
yo, Debo, he here too. He here.
Ooh, Mikey?
Yeah.
Michael. Yeah, you know, who's going to be my camera guy, as I promised. Or do I go about creating my own production company, as he said, to go ahead and then present that to network so I can have my own? Was that question clear? I
present thing out my vernacular. See, you don't have to even call it a production company. Like, I don't call myself a production company. I'm a media company. I just own the equipment.
Gotcha.
But if I own the equipment, you might as well make it yourself and put it out yourself. That's how they notice you.
Got you. That's what I was thinking. What about you now? Do you accept pitches? Would I be able to present to you, Dane?
Let's go through them. You good?
Yes, I'll right. Go them. You guys hear that, Troy?
I heard you, loud and clear, G-Bo.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys having me. Appreciate it, Dane.
Yo, thank you. G-Bo, thank you for being part of it, man. Like I said, episode, 47. Is part of our catalogs, and that's your featured episode. So thank you for being part of this journey.
Shout out to all your clients out there in the NFL this year. That's started. I know the NFL season just started. So
yeah.
Well, which appreciate one is of you two back there? Which I can't tell who's who.
What'd you say?
In the picture.
Oh, I'm this one. I'm the light skinned one. He's the brown skinned one.
Both are light skinned in that.
I know, but you know.
We gotta talk off. Actually, we do need to talk offline. There's some things that's been presented to us. We gotta talk to you first.
We need mentorship.
For sure. G-Bo, appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, bro.
Yeah, yeah, Dame. They that conversation that we had after we shot the episode has come full fruition. So yeah, definitely your advice would be great. And some of the things that we're looking at. Let's say like one more. Want to say one more?
Yeah, yeah.
Leah Davis, what's going on? You have been unmuted. Unmute yourself. Leah.
Hold on. Hi. My husband. Hi. Love y'all. My husband, he do he got a media company. He wanna ask a question. Hold on.
Yeah, we sitting here listening to it all together, so you know
that's all good, bro.
Every week, you know, what you do the market Mondays, yeah. So we about to get into real estate and all that stuff like that. So she always told me, you gotta check these guys out, you gotta check these guys out, you know. But quick question for Dane. My media company is called The Heartbreak Network. So we have like a music division, we got like movies and TV shows as well. But I just want to know from your experience, like what was the hardest thing that you had, you know, to overcome?
To overcome?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Vintage, that's vintage.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Vintage Dame Dash. Vintage.
I know that's hollow right there.
Actually, that's hollow. That's a fact.
Actually, the hardest thing to overcome is differentiating the way I react to things, like if I was in the street and when I'm not in the street, and letting things bother me. You know, like a certain thing certain people be saying, I'd be like, I gotta internalize it, but they should get the shit smacked out of them. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel you on that too.
And it's like it's a different game. It'd be like, it's like the people that play me the most be the weakest, nerdiest motherfuckers, man. And they'd be I would just like, you know, I wouldn't even smack them. I would just pinch their nose, like shut up. You know what I mean? They would.
Or you might tell them you don't like their sweater. Your sweater is offensive.
Yeah, now he is legal to do that, so I can do that. That we get at niggas if I'll cut you up, but like literally the disrespect and also like not taking that where it really bothers me. I have to laugh at it, and then also you know it's like God gives people buttons that they can push only because they won't, you know what I mean? Right. So sometimes that button be there and it's there, I'd be like, you don't know how many of my enemies' lives I've saved, trust me.
Yeah, really, really.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. One more.
Yeah, let's see. this is my guy. Shout out to Chicago, man. Pac, what's good, bro? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Yo, what's good? I just want to say first, thank y'all. I mean, of course, Dame, you're a legend. I mean, everyone on here, even the whole EYL fam and everyone watching, like if it's not for everybody, you know, it's a whole family. So thank all of y'all for doing everything. I'm gonna make my question real short. And I feel like Dame is the perfect person to even ask this, is a lot of times I'm always told, yeah, you know, you help people out and then sometimes people take advantage, or especially when it comes to money and business. But a lot of times, you know, someone will do business with, it fall out, they probably try and run with the money. For me, I don't care, because a lot of times I feel like it comes back tenfold. But when is there a good point, or when do you feel like you realize yourself, like you need to stop and actually go after those people and be like, yo, I actually got to like show that it's like, you know, like you can't just run with my money for a lot of people.
When I have time, it depends on how much money it is, but nobody robs me. I'm gonna get you eventually.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like sometimes if I'm chasing 20,000 or 5 million, I'm missing 100 million with the time I'm spending chasing that 20. Once I got that 100, I'm gonna just drop 20 on your head just for my motherfucking peace of mind.
On your head top.
Sure, I appreciate it. I mean, because that's exactly how I feel. A lot of times I'm like, why spend the time? Because time's money.
That's more of a learning experience. So again, it's the ego part that makes me have to hit back. But usually if the paper's so short, it's like, you just jumped out the window for that. But I'm gonna smack the shit out of you at some point with a lawsuit or something, but only on my time, not on yours.
for sure. I appreciate that. Thanks,
and
you guys.
You know what happens? I got a lot of people to this day that are still sleeping under a bed because they don't know when I'm coming. But I'm coming.
Pause. Gotta pause.
Real New York shit.
Whoa.
Pause. Whoa. we still in that game. We still in the pause game. That's a fact.
Well, I made it up, so it doesn't, you know. My crew made it up.
Was it y'all?
Yeah, it's not a question.
That's a fact. So the best out made that up?
100%.
Yeah, we living by that, man. Nah, people are like, yo, you're too old to be saying that. I'm like, nah, you say something reckless, we're going to have to use pause.
Yeah, every now and then.
You're never too old to laugh.
No, that's a fact.
That's a fact. That's, man. A fact. That's a fact.
Can we say you're too old, then you're old. Now, I'm too old for silly shit, but I'm not too old to laugh. I'm too old to listen to somebody talk about another motherfucker. That's what I'm too old for. I'm too old to be sitting around worrying. You know what I mean? I'm too old to be worried about another man putting me on. You know, I've always been too old for that. My never put me on. Only my mother put me on.
She brought you here. That's a fact. That is one of them.
And she took care of me. Then she died. I took care of myself.
Yeah, all right, you want to take one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Let's do one more. All right, hold on. Let's see. We had it. Yo, the hands is going crazy right now.
I hope y'all appreciate this opportunity, man.
This is crazy.
It's not every day.
Ivana, we coming to you.
Very rare.
I hope I got that right. Ivana, unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Ivana Page. Oh, no fridge breaks. We know how that works. Every time I say fridge, they come on.
Hey, what's going on?
You're not getting a fridge break out of me.
How you doing?
I asked about, you know, just kind of like, how do you like find good people in the industry? Because I'm really, really interested in this industry, but I don't really know anything about like, how do you
what
find
industry is this?
I'm sorry.
Which industry?
The film industry.
Oh, the film industry. It's not easy to find good people and you have to know what you're doing. So it's like I learned by actually making movies and paying for them exactly every single course, everybody's job, and when they're doing the job. And when I like literally fired about 15 people the last 10 days, you know what I mean? Period. It's not easy. And the people out here aren't very honest. Everything's about a skimp. You know, I don't even want to rent nothing. I don't even want to talk to nobody out here. I just, you know, it's not easy. It's an editing process.
That's
you know,
but
it's like you're gonna get what you attract. You're gonna attract what you are, really. You know what I mean? So like, I have good taste. So if you come around here with bad taste, you're gonna look crazy. You know, everyone here is gonna laugh at you. If you come around here corny, you're not gonna feel good over here. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so like, cool people come around because they feel comfortable. Corny people don't feel comfortable in my presence at all.
Rightfully so.
That's a fact.
Rightfully so.
Thank you.
I noticed, I was thinking about this. Because I know there's the barbershop where everyone argues about Dame and blah, blah, blah. Anyone that doesn't like me, name one person that doesn't like me that's happy. Name one happy person. Name one person that likes Donald Trump that has swag.
Not.
If you ain't got no swag, you ain't got no taste. If you can't dress, I can't listen to you. You can't even put that together. So how you know what I mean?
No, don't do it. Because you're wearing black jeans. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're not talking about your white pants. Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
That was a group question. That was definitely a group question. I wanted to ask all of y'all that because like y'all have to recruit and find good talent too. And y'all not in the film industry. Y'all doing, you know, podcast, but like y'all said, it's a movie now, you know, it's a
well, whole those guys are best friends.
Those are the
funniest guys in the world. And but my point to that is, it's not about, when you say good people, everyone has the ability to do anything. It's just, will they do it? You have to get around like-minded people and you have to be around people that don't trigger you. So somebody could be really good at what they do, but if they're bugging me all day, I'm not gonna enjoy that. So I also like to work peacefully around people that like if you don't like my energy, it would be torture to be around. Mm. You know what I mean? So if you don't like me, don't work with me. Don't do it for a check. Nobody around me is around me for money. They're around me for opportunity. You know what I mean? Nobody comes to, I don't pay nobody enough to be rich. I pay them enough to pay their bills, and then I give them access to everything I got. They become my partner. Right. I basically pay you because you helped me build my dream. Then I make sure that you build yours. And you can't work for me unless you have a dream. Because if you can't fight for your own dream, how are you going to fight for mine? Mm. If your house dirty, how are you going to clean mine? You know, when you find a woman, or even if a girl finds a dude, if you go to a girl's house and her refrigerator is empty and she don't cook, then she not cooking for you. If her house is dirty, she ain't cleaning for you. You understand what I'm saying? So you might already know from certain fundamentals, if you can't do it for you, why would and how would I logically pay to do it, you to do it for me? If you don't have a dream, you only here for the money. And I don't want nobody around me for the money.
Nah, that's a fact. That's a whole lot of game right there. And Dame, like what she asked is for how do you find good people? And he can attest to this. Like when we came, we all personally friends. We all know each other our whole lives. We grew up together. So we might not necessarily have the best camera go, but it's like he said.
You don't have the best camera guy. That's 100%. Or the best sound guy. Or the best graphic artist. But I'll get you there if you want to do it. Yo, that logo right there, I'm going to hit y'all up after that.
I did the logo.
I want to get those right. I want you to get that right. Too high, y'all niggas. I don't like it. I don't want to. Why are you doing that?
That's why we love you, bro. That's exactly why we love you, bro.
Dame. Oh, Dame, before we bring you off, we're going to do another. We're gonna do this right because it wouldn't be possible. This whole moment would not be possible
without the next guy,
without our next alumni that we're bringing on. So we gotta make sure.
No disrespect, but I gotta go work in a minute. So you know what I mean.
All right, now we gonna wrap it up right now. Kenny,
dropping jewels, but I gotta work. I gotta get the.
Nah. You done. We about to bring the next person on, but I just wanted to.
Get me up? All right, cool. We good.
Nah.
I thought y'all was gonna do more shows up here.
We coming back.
Okay. When?
Yeah, we appreciate that, man. Shout out to the studio.
Y'all should come be.
Kenny, cut your camera on, Kenny.
What's that, Kenny Burns?
Yeah.
Let me talk to Kenny Burns.
Now we got time.
What up?
Yo, triplets. Y'all look like y'all all cut from the same club. Yo, look, Kenny, get that logo together. I don't like that logo, though. You
got
to get that
beard. I got him. What's up, homie?
He know how to do a high y'all nigga beard logo.
Hey, okay, when we did the episode, they like, yo, they look like three brothers, man. Bald head with beards.
Long lost brother.
Dame Dad forever.
Like Howard University. That's what it looked like.
Oh, man.
Yo, man.
Nah, Kenny, man, we want to thank you because this
I ain't taking time. What's up, Kenny? What's happening?
What's up, home team? How are you?
I like that hoodie.
Yes, sir. You want one? I got you.
Send it over.
Yeah, I got you.
You sure?
Bobby Joseph. Yeah, he did it.
Bobby Joseph? Your man?
This is his collection.
Dope. Tell him to say he's a funny cat. You and Bobby, y'all the funny motherfucker. We was doing the clothing line with him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's funny.
Good to see you, champ. How's wifey? When do you do?
And November. Damn, that's crazy. She just called as you asked. That's crazy.
Tell her I asked about her. You gonna have you a Scorpio like Uncle Kenny.
All right. Well, I'll definitely let her know. She's working on the magazine. We're doing a little bunch of shit. She's over there working at home. You know, it's COVID. So I'm doing music over here. The live band and all that. You're my rock. We're doing something for you. I'll talk to you offline.
Yeah, the rock band. We've been watching
some other shit that's super fly. Trust me, I just can't talk about it.
We coming back, bro. We coming back.
Dad, we with you, man. Keep going. We with you all the way, champ.
I appreciate it. And I see you go back on the radio and all that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. You keep your beard real dark. That's natural.
Natural.
Yeah, y'all niggas gonna stop acting like I'm the only one with gray hair.
Nah, you only one. You the only one.
That shit is platinum. I don't even dye this shit. My shit look vicious. I still look like a young nigga with gray hair, right? That's the shit, right? Pull that one off.
Yeah.
Yo, you see my grills?
I see. Yeah, I'm about to say I seen it.
Yo, I noticed that in your speech. I said, yo, Damus got the grills
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he got the.
Yeah,
got...
I'm doing the movie, so I'm, you know, I'm in character, but you know, I'm about to see the movie. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Tell Bobby send a couple of those over. That's block.
Yeah, he got a couple of looks. I got you, home team.
All right.
I gotta get, I got, I'm gonna send me your address so I can send you
some. Uncle Nearest.
Oh, you got the whiskey thing going, huh?
You taught me with Armadale.
You helped me with my whiskey, you bastard. Why you wouldn't help me with mine?
I helped you with Armadale. You inspired.
Did not help me at all with my whiskey, but we'll talk about it later. Kenny yeah. didn't want, ask Kenny why he wanted to help me with my whiskey. How about that? Did he want to start? Why'd you do that?
Where was I? Where?
That's the high yellow nigga shit. I'm out. Give me that high yellow nigga shit. Peace.
Love you, bro. Dave, love you, bro. Appreciate Dave. You. Nick, appreciate you. Everybody over there, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we're going to come to LA. We can stop it in.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.